Well, yes, I'm a visual designer and I work at the Visual Methodologies Collective, but I don't consider me at all an expert in more than textual publishing. So I kind of brought two examples of previous work that made me think of issues and questions regarding this this practice. And just to give a little bit of context, this work comes from a program called Climate Imaginaries at Sea. And it's a program launched together with Rietveld and AHK, where we try to tackle the issue of the crisis of imagination related to climate change and the ecological crisis through artistic practices. And in the past 2 years or so, we've been doing like a, let's say, a pilot project of this program where we did a lot of very different stuff, like from podcasts to educational materials to workshops and so on. And now we decided to kind of publish this collection of very widely different work by doing a zine and trying to do it in a more, let's say, open fashion as possible together with the institution. And I worked on, let's say, two of these projects were actually two workshops. Speculative landscaping workshop that we did, one with high school students, asking them to imagine their places, the places dear to their hearts, like school or house or hometowns. How will they look like in 100 years or so when with higher sea levels in the Netherlands? And we did that as a part of like a collection of educational material and classes together with the academy. And the other workshop had a similar, let's say, goal and was made at the Society 5.0 festival. But instead we used images. So we asked people the same to imagine the future with higher waters in the Netherlands, but starting from images from the past, from the Sound and Vision archives, a special collection on water. And in these workshops, there were a lot of activities like sketching and hand drawing using AI text to image models, having intimate discussion one-on-one on the future scenarios, let's say. We listened to concept albums on water, like Seven Ways by Susan Chani. And we opened up the conversation to the whole group. So maybe I can show you a couple of prints out and tests we did from the RISO prints, where we tried to kind of capture all of this in not so much as a catalog or a report, as Thomas and Patricia were saying, but more as a response, as a visual response to the workshop. So maybe I can, these are drafts, but you can share the copies. Yeah, you can keep it, no worries. And so while doing this, I had a few issues that I was struggling with. One was the issue of intent of the designer in doing this sort of publication. And I struggled to find the balance between indeed documenting what we've done, so allowing people to understand what was produced during the workshop, the reflection, and so on, and giving a response to these activities, which to me was more a response from my point of view, because I was doing the I was trying to reflect on what happened, on further questions that emerged during the workshop. So this was one of the overall issues that I had with this when doing these spreads. The second problem that I think I faced is the problem of translation of the medium. So also the video that I we saw before, it's really inspired me and made me think of it as a way of how we can translate what happened in the space on a different medium, which is in this case illustration, text, comic, and so on. So what got lost in this translation, and what actually is added as a meaning? And then the third, let's say, point that I thought about, the third, let's say, problem, is a problem of perspective. So I was trying to, think about all the things that happened during the workshop and how to be careful of the perspective, not only from artists and researchers that participated in the workshop, but also all the people that were present, and how, to me it was kind of difficult on how to be respectful of that. Also in terms of ownership, like co-ownership of what was produced in during the workshop. So this was kind of, were kind of my main, there are more, but